Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, seeing as the last great American-British sandwich went down so well with so many of my listeners, I thought I'd do the same format again. That is, 8 tracks in total, the first two and last two being by American artists, and the middle 4 being by British. Like last month, I've tried to include a selection of music played by people who are still alive and with us that you can go out and hear, but on this week there's a few exceptions, but a bit about that later on. But first up, I've got the turntable spinning at 33 and a third RPM, and we go over to the States, as said, to the Organ Stop Pizza, but not the one in Mesa, Arizona. This is the one in Phoenix, as was, which had 4 manuals and 31 ranks of pipes. Walt Stroney made a recording on it in 1984, and here he is starting this week's show with a lively Latin number, Tico Tico. Walt Stroney there at the Organ Stop Pizza in Phoenix in 1984, probably saying, "Eat your heart out, Ethel Smith," with all of that hopping around between the manuals, proving that the Americans too can waterfall extremely well. There's been much in the news about the Embassy Fort Wayne Page organ since the 2 new releases last year featuring Richard Hills and Mark Herman, plus the re-release of many of the old recordings made by resident organist there, Buddy Nolan. But we're not going to hear from either of those three new CDs. We're going to get the turntable spinning yet again with an album recorded by Hector Oliveira, probably in the early 80s, on an album called Page One. And here he is with a song that's appropriate for this time of year, One Morning in May. Hector Oliveira there with One Morning in May, possibly inspired a little bit by Buddy Cole in the opening and introduction, but a very beautiful smoochy ballad to get the first show of May underway. Well, yet again, we're now approaching the filling of the sandwich, and this week's filling is a splattering of British artists playing instruments that are still there and some that are still not. Now, at the end of last year, we said farewell to John Mann, who sadly announced his retirement from the concert circuit, and not really a day has gone by since I've missed John's humorous programmes up and down the country. He was certainly one to make me laugh, and I'm sure many of his fans up and down the country, and indeed around the world, will be missing him. But thankfully, he had an extensive recording output, and for those of you who are in his Appreciation Society, in the latest magazine, which is excellently put together by fellow organist Sarah Bryant, she listed John's discography, which I was delighted to go down the list and realise that I'm only missing one recording. But I won't bore you with the details of that. We'll get straight on with a track from one of my favourite combinations of John and an organ. The organ is the Freemanual 14 Rank Compton in the Bertie Fenn collection in Spalding, Lincolnshire. And John is underway with a lively medley of toe tappers, starting with 5'2", Eyes of Blue. John Mann there with 5'2", Eyes of Blue, I'm Sitting on Top of the World, Sweet Georgia Brown, and Putting on the Style at the Bertie Fenn Compton. Well, it's always delightful to hear that new installations are taking place up and down the country, and the Plaza Cinema in Crosby is about to become custodian of the ex-Ritz Ipswich Wurlitzer, which boasted 3 manuals and 7 ranks of pipes. Now, the Ritz Wurlitzer was recorded in the cinema commercially, notably by Noel Briggs, who made his famous recording of Tiger Rag. However, we're about to hear it in a more sedate mode, played by fellow veteran to John Mann organist Len Rawl, who's still going strong up and down the country, travelling around. The Ipswich Light Organ Music Society produced a CD in 2007 called Now and Then. On the Now side features Len at the organ that is in the United Reformed Church in Ipswich, the beautiful Christie organ, and the then side of the CD is Len at the Ritz Ipswich, and that's where we're going to go now with that beautiful Hoagy Carmichael ballad, Stardust.
Thank you.
Those beautiful, lush Wurlitzer tones there, Len Raw live in concert in the early 60s at the Ritz in Ipswich. A little while ago, I was sat talking to a very big fan of the show and a very good friend of mine, Robert Clary, at one of the many organ concerts that he supports on the South Coast and in the South London area, who informed me, a rather piece of useless information, that the composer of I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside, John A. Glover Kind, was born in Worthing. So if you ever need to go on a pub quiz, perhaps you need to give Robert a ring. Anyway, I can think of nobody better to play I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside than Mr. Blackpool himself on his farewell record to the Tower Ballroom in Wurlitzer in 1970, Reginald Dixon. Little bit of nostalgia there with Reginald Dixon at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool in 1970, one of my personal favourite recordings of that organ. Well, on my last show, I featured two new theatre organ CDs, and I'm amazed that a month later, I'm able to present a track from a new CD played by Christian Cartwright on the Free Manual Compton organ in Pipes in the Peaks. Now, for those of you who don't know, Christian is resident organist at Pipes in the Peaks, which boasts a Compton organ that's installed in pizza parlour style, with many traps, many non-original traps, outside of the chambers, ranging from a full-scale drum kit, marimba, mellotone, piano, tuned cows, and goodness knows what else. Thankfully, Christian doesn't use them all the time at once on the CD, but it's a very nice CD indeed, and there's lots of modern music on there that many people off the street would recognise. Anyway, I've decided to play a duo of Beatles items in contrasting tempo. First up, the beautiful ballad Yesterday, followed by that lively number, I Want to Hold Your Hand, featuring the drum kit.
Thank you.
Christian Cartwright there with that duo of Beatles songs Yesterday and I Want to Hold Your Hand. Well, for the rest of this week's show, we head back to the States with two items from the archives. Again, the turntable has been spinning at 33 and a third RPM. And up next is a track recorded on the fantastic Paramount New York Wurlitzer. With four manuals and 36 ranks of lush Wurlitzer pipe work, here's an early stereo recording of Bill Floyd playing that organ. Now, I have had a copy of this LP for quite a number of time. But unfortunately, the service had deteriorated to such an extent it was almost inaudible. But thankfully, very recently, I've come across a mint copy of this recording, so sit back and enjoy the beautiful Paramount sounds with I Married an Angel. Bill Floyd there demonstrating the ooey tibia sounds halfway through that track at the Paramount in New York. Well, we end this week's show with a duo. And this track features a Steinway-style O grand piano and a Rogers 36E. And for those in the know will know exactly who is coming next. But for those of you who don't, it's a wonderful LB called Who? The Keymasters, which features pianist Frank Denk and organist Everett Norse on what must be one of the most fantastic duet albums ever produced featuring organ and piano, and maybe one day we'll be able to coax some of the modern artists who are very good on organ and piano to record something similar. Anyway, I've decided to end this week's show with the title track of that LP, Who? Thank you. Frank Denk at the Steinway Grand Piano and Everett Norse at the Rogers 36E with Who. And every time I hear that track, I always think of the Muppets with the little owl that goes Who at the right moment in time. Anyway, a wonderful track, and I do hope that you've enjoyed another mixed selection from around the world. And I hope that you're continuing to enjoy this sandwich format. Now, next week, Muggins here celebrates his birthday, so Nigel Ogden has taken control of the microphones and has put me in the hotspot as he takes me to my desert island, and I have chosen 8 tracks, sweated blood over it, so do tune in next week at 8 p.m. for another edition of the Organist Encores.